This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got the return of, oh man, it's Corey Majors. And the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How we doing?
I'm doing really well. And Oh Man is done.
Oh, guys. What?
Yeah, Oh Man was a 2-week run for the Great Barbecue Pit. And so now
I think it should have been extended to two years.
I think it should be a lifetime thing that we do here at the station because it was fun.
Oh man.
Yeah. But that'll stick around. You know, we'll always have the words.
Okay.
Looking really forward today to talking to Shea Wiggum. Kevin, he was at Tyler Junior College. We saw this early, like in our research, but now we're getting stories from Tolos about it.
Wow.
So I'm pretty stoked about this on Cinco de Mayo.
All right. Look, here's the thing. We're going to talk about the Stars in just a minute, but I just got this text and I don't understand the connection necessarily. It's Cinco de Double Points at Jersey Mike's to celebrate. Cinco de Double Points at Jersey Mike's. Enjoy double points on all sub purchases today. All right. That's great. I love Jersey Mike's. This has nothing to do with Jersey Mike's and their product. I think their sandwiches are delicious. I think those brownie things that they have are freaking amazing.
Yep.
But when you think of Cinco de Mayo, you don't really think of Jersey Mike's, do you? You're like, oh man.
Well, they added that new chili red pepper relish. So, No, actually, is the answer.
I was about to say, are you just being that lady at the restaurant who's like, guacamole? And you're like, stop that. Stop everything that you're doing.
Can I please get some queso?
Oh my God.
But it's an American holiday. And if you're in America and you have a business, you have to do anything you can. When I was working at Pueblo Arriba, Kevin, running the bar over off McKinney, up uptown.
Much more authentic.
There we are. Pueblo Arriba. Guess what? The Irish pub across the street was packed full of beer drinkers. All right. It was for a Cinco de Mayo party at an Irish pub. And I was like, this is crazy. But yeah, man, it's a holiday and you got to celebrate it the right way. You got to take advantage of it.
All right.
Take advantage.
Nothing says Cinco de Mayo like Jersey Mike's, I guess, was my basic thought and question.
Jersey's the destination. You know, it's the destination for Mike's.
Please do not respond to people on the fan text by saying gracias.
From the 817, double the juice. Yes, I did say gracias, by the way. That's what I'm doing. Thank you. It's the way you say thank you. That's just the way that you say thank you.
Everybody knows that. Mm. All right. So
from the 817, I'll only be eating Mexican food on Cinco de Mayo. And I'm planning on eating steaks tonight.
Okay.
But I need some rice and beans on the side, some enchilada sauce. I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
Some queso.
Stop.
Oh man, I'm starving.
Maybe a Dos Equis.
Can you go ahead, I guess, and give me cut number 4? Because we need to talk about the freaking Stars.
15.2 to go.
This calls
Colorado the last 11 shot attempts. McCarr kept it in. Free puck. Lindell didn't get good wood on it, but Sagan got it out. Rantanen again. Unbelievable. A legendary performance by Rantanen against his former team.
I love that call so, so much. And that call, along with, you can see the arena like shaking in the camera and everyone going berserk and knowing that you're going to win. It is all freaking incredible.
Yeah. But it was nice to see that.
What are you about to do?
I actually, guys, I was watching this game on my phone at an event. Adrian's My Possibilities. There, it was her last one. I haven't announced this yet, have I? Can I announce it?
I don't know. It's your family and your wife.
Yeah. Adrian is she's leaving My Possibilities to go be the executive director for Jared Sandler's Sandlot Children's Charities. Woo! And so it's been it's a really cool opportunity for her to take on a really awesome project that they're gonna work on. Y'all are gonna be hearing about it soon, trust me. Thank you very much, Lucy. But it was
that's the best use of that.
It was her last community ball, and it was down at Reunion Tower. And I'm sitting there at the table, and my buddy, he's like, "Hey, we're watching this game." I was like, "All right, man." So he pulls his phone out, sets it up. We're watching it. We're down 2-0, and he's just like, "I can't anymore." And he turned his phone off and went, and he started drinking. And I was like, "Oh man." So I would occasionally check in, and I saw the first goal on an alert. Then I saw the second goal to tie it up, and I was like, "I gotta go." Get this phone out. So I'm watching it on a phone, and they're playing, you know, Whitney Houston's "I Want to Dance with Somebody" on the stage. And I'm just like, "Oh my gosh, dude." I had to go back, though. I went back and watched the third period multiple times yesterday just to get that feeling, because I can only imagine anybody that was watching that live and seeing all that unfold before their eyes the way they did, not the way I did, but the way you did when you're sitting there watching it. It must have been epic for you. And you also must have been nervous and terrified all at the same time. And I wish I could have lived that with y'all, because that seeing the result of it all is spectacular.
So I want to talk about the idea of sports superstitions and how the Metroplex helped will the Stars to victory. So I'm watching the game. I'm watching the game with Jess. We're losing 2-0. It feels very sad. That goal early in the third period kind of felt like it might have been an all hope is lost goal. And then Jess is like, "Hey, I'll go get us dinner, late dinner." She leaves to go pick up food. Surely the Cinco de Mayo special at Jersey Mike's. And while she's out, the Dallas Stars score. So at 9:21, I tweeted out, "My wife is running an errand and the Stars just scored. I need to ask her to stay out, right?
Don't come home," is what I would have said.
"My wife is stupid."
Okay, that was unnecessary. Shot at my
on
wife.
The day she's taking a new smart, job, as far as we know.
Yeah.
So.
I think she starts next week.
So 12 minutes later, 9:33, she's still out getting us food. Stars scored.
This is a long food run here.
Yeah, I don't even remember what we got. Because I was overtaken by the emotion of the Stars.
Yes.
So now the Stars score again. 2 Dallas Stars goals since my wife left the house. I'm definitely locking her out until the end of the game, which is what I did want to do. But I also want to stay married after this series and everything like that. So my wife comes home. She brings the food. I explained to her the situation, and this is how I know I married the right person, because she, you know what she said? "Do you need me to leave again?" And I was like,
it's a good woman right there.
Yeah.
Or just partner in general. Yeah,
exactly.
Any person that does that for you.
I was like, "Yeah, do you think you could?" And she goes, "I could always go return something to Target." And I was like, "Okay, she's middle-aged and married. That makes sense." And so, come on.
Was it just one thing, or was it multiple things?
You know, I think it was just one thing. I'm honestly not sure. No, she returns multiple things on Amazon. Okay. And I was like, "Hey, will you put that on a credit card?" Because it's like, "Hey, I spent $462 on Amazon." She's like, "But really, it's only $78. And I'm like, how is that?
Because I returned most of it.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, that's not the way our checking account works, but okay. So anyways, so... she leaves.
You keep the you
yes.
chart the book.
Yes, I do, and it drives me freaking insane, and we've had to adjust. So I'm gonna go to cut number 3. She is driving out of the garage, and Colorado gets called for a penalty. 15 seconds or so into that penalty, we get this.
A man up, now trying to take the lead. Down low, Johnston scores! Wyatt Johnston with 3:50.
So now I texted her at 9:39 and I said, "The Stars just scored again, for real." She said, "Woohoo, I live here now, it's fine." And then I texted her at 9:46, "Empty net goal, Stars win." And her response was, "You're welcome."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I'm just curious, like, I got so much feedback on that with people being like, "Hey, I was watching the game and we were losing 2-0 and I turned it off. And then we scored 2 goals and I decided I don't get to turn it back on." Like, the power of superstition, because Alec, I realize in that moment, you shouldn't think that, but there is nothing in the world that could have convinced me that we didn't win that game because Jess left the house. You know what I'm saying?
That's amazing. That's good commitment, like Corey said, from your partner, but two,
you believing in that moment was key too.
Yes.
Because I've always told myself that, like, I need to allow myself to be emotionally invested, because if I try to stay level head and say, you know, they're going to come back, it's okay, it always seems to go the wrong way. So yes. I let myself get mad in that moment. I was like, as soon as we went down 2-0, I was like, it's over. It's done. I just walked around the house all mad. I was like, it's done. I was allowing myself to just overreact. And then what happens? I'm ripping my shirt off Hulk Hogan style whenever we take the lead. And I'm like, okay, we're back. And we're totally winning this game. So that's my superstition, is like, I just need to be mad or overly excited.
Yeah.
And then things usually go my way. So I'm right there with you. It doesn't make sense, but it makes sense to us. And that's all that matters.
From the Twitch, Sethnicity said, I once had my wife sit in the bathroom for 40 minutes. At the end of a Cowboys game. That's a long end of a Cowboys game for one, but at the same time, hey, the commitment to stay in the bathroom, did she go the whole time, or was just hang out in there and like playing on the phone? You send some books in there. Did you open the door and go talk during commercial breaks? You know, like, what was going on there? What do you mean? Dude, we all go in the bathroom after somebody else.
Yeah, but not to talk to them while it's happening.
If they're done, they're just in there now.
Okay.
Like, just staying and chilling.
So when she went back and left, I think there's about 5 minutes left, and she goes, is this like a real 5 minutes, or is this like basketball 5 minutes? And I go, it'll be much closer to real 5 minutes than basketball 5 minutes. So she was glad to do so. I know my mom has always felt that way. If she turns off the TV and the game turns around, she's like, it's because I wasn't watching. That's just the way it is. And there's even a joke. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode where I think it's Charlie that is all tied up and he's trying to get up and like do his thing for the Eagles. And then he imagines an Eagles player who shows up and is like, Charlie, we all know that if you don't wear the green man suit, we can't win this game. Mm-hmm. And like, that's the way so many of our fans think, even though I know in the logic center of my brain, that has nothing to do with it. In the minute, there is nobody who can tell me anything differently.
At 9-11.
Never forget.
On Saturday, I texted Kevin and said, we suck.
Yes.
And we were down 2-0 and it was just bad. And Kevin texted back, 40 minutes later.
I was watching the game.
40 minutes later, Kevin texts back, in your face. And I was like, oh my gosh. And that's when I realized I needed to say we suck in order for us to have the magnificent turnaround that happened.
Man, you might be right about that. From the 972, from a Stars fan, thank you, Jess. You also sent out the email yesterday. Now that the Stars are playing St. Louis, who are you rooting for?
That was my prediction.
Okay, but I had to go back and check like a million times. I was like, is this tape delayed? Mm-hmm. Like, what? But all the information I could find, I was like, he would have sent that out before the game even started.
I was just hoping I got my prediction right.
Well, I mean, it looked like for, you know,
most of the
59
game.
minutes and 57 seconds, yeah, you were going to get that right. And then St. Louis was like, I'm good.
I kept asking during the series, when will Mikko put the cape on and just go be Superman? Yeah. When is he going to tell the rest of the team, don't worry, I got it? And holy crap, I didn't know that was, like, I'm getting chills now just thinking about the version of him that we got was what we saw with McDavid last year when he was just like, all right, guys, I know, I'll take care of it. And he did his thing. So this version of it was amazing. The Wyatt moment is so spectacular. Otter shutting the door the way he did, though, and saying, hey, guys, I know I gave up a couple goals. It's not going to happen. Once he realized, you know, this is actually happening. We have a chance. All I have to do is my part.
He's like, I'll keep it at 2.
And he did. And that, like, that's when Pete DeBoer's talking about that after the game. And he's like, a lot of people, they look at, they're like, he doesn't have a 98 save percentage. But for us, it's the timing. Whenever he does turn it on like that, he really, it changes everything, and you have one of the top 5 goalies in the league going at it, you know? Like, you have, DeBoer said, this is the best league in the world,
sure,
and my guys went out there and just beat one of the top 5 teams in the best league in the world.
Sure.
And, like, that without 2 of our best players. This is amazing.
Yeah, which brings all kinds of fascinations for, like, the Jets and hopefully the teams after that. from the 817. I did the same thing. The Stars gave up a goal after I took my jersey off. I put my jersey right back on, and they scored a goal in the next 5 minutes. From the 469. So you're saying your wife is bad luck? No, just for this particular instance, I needed her out running errands to make sure that we won.
Yeah, look at it on the bright side. She was good luck in that
exactly.
instance.
And you talked about Mikko taking over, and we'll break this down as the show goes along. I understand that last empty net goal and the call is incredible. I know a lot of people are going to focus on the wraparound that defied physics and logic, but it was that first goal to me because it felt like he goes, let's call the Mikko play. Like he's moving down the ice and he said, the hell with it. I don't care who else is on the ice. I don't care what kind of odd man or they didn't, but if they had an odd man rush or anything, I'm calling the Mikko play, and I'm going to try to score a goal right now. And he did, and it was incredible.
He put eyes on that puck,
yes.
too. That thing traveled and was like, I'm going where I want to go.
It felt like a force of will when he scored that first goal. Like, obviously, all the goals are important. But before that, it felt like you were dead in the water, and you were just watching the last 20 minutes of your season until he scored that goal.
Yeah, man. That's some... Kevin, we kept... When he arrived, the word elite goal scorer was said.
Yes.
And you were like, in Carolina, he was not the same guy. And we were like, hopefully we can get it. And we didn't see it until this series, yeah. late in the series.
Yeah.
But now, Kevin, that's the difference. That's when Brian Ray said the line of Jim Nill rewarded the team with a player like this. You know, they worked their butts off. Now that you give an extra injection of juice of, hey, man, we can actually do something special because we have that guy. That's what we're rolling with from here on now, man.
From the 2-4, Kevin, I don't know your wife, but she rocks. She does. Hey, and from the 817, if I go outside to smoke and the Cowboys score, my wife makes me stay outside. See, we all get it. We all understand the parts, inconsequential or vitally important, we have to play.